for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2007 Midwinter Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. This is the Sunday afternoon, December 30th, Ladies 115 Deliverance and Teaching Meeting. Carla Batard is the speaker of the afternoon, teaching on Exposing Satan's Devices. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
Because a lot of people who come don't realize that even some of the problems they're experiencing are witchcraft problems.
Carla, I bought that book that you sell here at Lake Hamilton Bible Center. That thing is Rebuking Demon Powers. It's a prayer book.
Mm-hmm.
It has all of those, a lot of those
prayers.
Scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
And I started reading them over.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Because I had instance where my truck, my wiper motor went out in my truck. Oh, and there was something else that went out in my truck. And my husband's truck did the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And now his heater's out and mine is starting to go out.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not a coincidence.
No.
Trucks are different years apart.
Right.
This is not a coincidence.
No. And it'll really happen when you're planning to come.
Right.
Or before you even get here.
Right. I had the cops, my shuttle was an hour late, and the cops pulled the driver over in the back of me. I was like, this is like early in the morning. The lights were all over the thing. I'm like, I'm going to miss my plane. I'm going to be ready for the camp. But then I was like, binding up the spirit, and the cops said, the driver go.
Right. That's right. I mean, we don't even think about these things being. We just think that of all days, but it's a plan. It's a master plan. So if we can know about these things ahead of time and begin to come against them, we'll have a lot less of those things and frustrate the enemy instead of us being frustrated.
So will you go back to where you stopped?
Oh, yeah. So one of the witches that failed, that was arrested under the spirit, the evangelist or prophet or whoever he was said, I will now hear your testimony. What is your name? What powers do you have? And I mean, I learned some things from these testimonies that these witches gave. And the powers, I have a power in my head, power in my hands. All of them had power in their female organs or their male parts because they used that to ruin marriages, seduce pastors. You know, that's their job, is to destroy the work of God. So, but one of the women was a witch. Her husband had no idea. Now, this was over in Africa. The family, he would call the family of the witch, and they were standing right there to hear the testimony. Her children, her husband, he had no idea she was a witch. He had no idea that she was bringing multiple men into his bed every day. And she said that she collects the semen and brings it to her kingdom. I had to back it up 4 or 5 times. Am I hearing her? She takes it to her kingdom. And he says, and what do you do with it? We add it to the chemicals where cosmetics are made.
Oh,
I went, what? I mean, now I look to see where my stuff is made. But seriously, that hey, the very next time I went to put on makeup, I said, Lord, I ask you to bless my makeup. I break any curses that are in this in any way in Jesus' name. But see, we have no idea how it's coming in to our lives.
I have a question. So when he arrested those spirits, mm-hmm. they fell to the floor,
mm-hmm.
and then he said, now I'll hear your testimony.
Mm-hmm.
And so were they,
like sometimes you command the devil.
Oh, he every one of them got deliverance when they were done.
Yeah, they got deliverance, but under their when he arrested them and told mm-hmm. them to give their testimony mm-hmm. and to confess, really is what they're
yes.
doing.
Yeah.
Were they under like a spiritual obligation to do that? Or?
Yeah, because God's authority is higher than Satan.
Okay. So
and the man of God, no, because he called down the fire of the Holy Ghost to arrest him. And I noticed when they were, different cameras were in different places, but every person was laying on the floor and their feet were crossed at the ankle. And I thought, how strange. That one over there and that one way over there, every one of them's ankles were crossed like
they
this.
Uh-huh.
They were bound in the Spirit. The Holy Spirit had bound them. Uh-huh.
Father, that's why in the old days when we would have them uncross their feet and do that, when you pray for them.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. That makes sense. Because when, and they could not walk. And so they would scoot, you know, up to the front of the church. One woman and her son. She was the witch, and he was, well, there was incest going on, and he was mad. I mean, he just was out of his mind. He couldn't talk, couldn't do anything, but he was like a pawn. He was the errand boy. But he would bring men to his mother, you know. It was sick and perverted. But another thing I noticed, I have to tell you, is that the man of God, and I know this is why we see or hear about more miracles in other places than we do here, there is a respect for the man of God in those places that does not exist in America. I mean, they felt they didn't have a choice when he called the family forward. You know, if you would come up here, you know, and it's like they had been to those meetings before. They knew what was going to take place. But in America, they would say, forget that. I don't have to come and answer to you and walk right out the church.
Accountability.
Yeah, well, just respect for the man of God. We don't have that in America the way it is. I mean, somebody from here can go over there and be respected like a man of God. I mean, the respect that this man from Nigeria shows me is, you know, it makes me embarrassed almost. You know, it's like, and he wants me to go over there. But, and another man invited me to India. But Mike told me, you know, when I first started teaching, he said, I don't have a problem with any of it, but you will not leave the continental United States. And I said, okay, no problem. But anyway, so instead of it being a, nah, I don't think so, I just say, my husband won't permit it. You know,
yeah.
You'll have to go to the man. Which is real. I've really, since I've learned to come under Mike's authority, I'm telling you, I love now coming. When I first married, I was a class A Jezebel. And now that I have learned the husband's place and the wife's place, it is such a place of freedom to be the woman. I mean, we don't know what we've done in America by stripping the man of his manhood and taking the man's place. So, anyway, I love being a woman. And I love having my husband for a covering. And he, when I was bitten by those spiders, one of the things as I examined that whole thing, he always lays hands on me and prays for me before I leave. I would go to him and say, you know, honey, lay hands on me and pray for me before I leave because I want to, you know, I want to make sure I'm covered. Well, I invited a lady to come with me and our schedules were kind of off and it didn't happen. I didn't realize until I was on the way up here that, oh gosh, I forgot to have Mike pray for me. Well, this time, he was leaving for work and I was going to leave a little bit later, but I forgot. And he came to me and laid hands on me and prayed for me and I was, I was so thankful for that, because I would have driven to Jasper to his office before I left to have it done, which is really on the way. It's on the highway out. But anyway, that blessed me that he knows the importance of it now. And I even have my pastor pray for me. I'm going to Lake Hamilton next week. I want your covering. So, you know, they're all just... It is a needed thing. We need to learn the importance of the covering of our husbands, because he has spiritual power. So one of these days I'll do that Adam Eve thing, and because I got that in the bed when I had the spider bites. I got two titles. I can't remember the other one, but I do remember the Adam and Eve one. But that'll be interesting. But okay, what about any other distractions that keep you from, like, spending time with God? Just busyness. Mm-hmm. Spirits of just busyness. I want to write these down because we're going to... distractions. And also, like, division in your house. If you and your husband are at odds, you better know the demons are throwing a party. So we'll put division... Or marital discord, let's put that. And see, this is another thing. If you can think, it's like, okay, I may get angry, but having the knowledge that Satan is in there to cause that will make me more diligent to not participate.
Resist.
Yeah. So that's another good reason to know that this is an enemy thing. It's from the enemy. It has nothing to do with being right or having your way or any of that petty stuff that is so at work in our marriages. Okay, marital discord, busyness, what else?
Procrastination.
I know. Rebellious children.
Mm-hmm. And just rebellion. Because us adults can be rebellious too.
For me, a lot of times, it's just a blocking or vacuum where I can't get my mind off of something. And I actually have to make a list of what are some spiritual exercises and disciplines,
mm-hmm,
so that I can literally get my mind, go to that paper, and just focus that these are disciplines, because sometimes it's very difficult.
So it's confusion at work, or mind-binding spirits,
psychic
mind control. I don't know how to spell that, but I know what it is.
Because especially when you're blindsided,
mm-hmm,
it's like it hit in the stomach and not being able to breathe, and
you're
a spirit, and you're in shock.
Right. It is a shock. Mm-hmm.
You know, they, as Christians, it's amazing. We think we got a hold of everything or a lot of stuff. And the Lord showed me that I was asking the Holy Spirit one day, I said, did I get all the abominations out of the house? This really blew me away. And he puts it in my mind, this space by the front door. The front door, you know how many times you walk by your front door to go upstairs? A Christian, Holy Spirit filled, you know?
Yeah.
Spiritual warfare in holy tongues. Twice mother died, and there was this vase. It was kind of pretty, and I put it in the front foyer.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many times I walked by that vase. The two handlers were driving.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know how many times?
Mm-hmm.
And here we are advanced.
I know.
And where did those blinders come from?
Yes, because I told y'all about this when I had I like old things. And somebody had given me this, might have been a witch. Somebody had given me this, an old, like a big old thermometer that would have hung on a old filling station. And it was an advertisement. It was just about all scratched off, but you could still see what it said. It said, chew, mail pouch, tobacco. Now, I had that hanging. I have got four big square posts in front of my house. The steps come up between the two middle ones. And I had it hanging, you know, and I thought, and the Word says what to put what on our doorpost?
Yeah.
The Word of God. And I've got this foul thing hanging there. Of course, it never meant anything to me until I discovered Mike was chewing tobacco. And he never did anything like that. And I think that from the, all the times him passing to and from, even though he didn't read it, the Spirit was there.
You knew about abominations, didn't you?
Yes, but it never even, I was sitting on the front porch talking to a friend about him. I said, because Kyle is the one who exposed it, because he was prophesying to his dad. And I was sitting there just like, oh, my goodness, tobacco. And I was telling my friend, I said, I just found out that Mike is chewing tobacco. And I looked around, and there that thing was. And I went, I mean, I got rid of that thing immediately. Immediately. I put it in the dumpster at our office.
That's really interesting, because I picked up the Deliverance book at Thanksgiving and started reading about how I cleansed my house.
Mm-hmm.
And I've given away over a room of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Threw away a bunch of stuff. I still got more. God's keeping showing me.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing that I'm getting rid of this. And they are dumb, like, I'm an antique buff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do it no more.
Right.
I've got to get rid of a lot more stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But it's funny how I got some stuff out of my house, and I went to the clothing store that I used to shop at.
Mm-hmm.
It's a gently used clothing store. It's a wonderful store. I get quarter stuff there. I just love it. But anyway, I was drawn to this coat. And I didn't even like the colors. I didn't like this coat. I really didn't like this coat.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought, well, I've been looking for a coat. So I tried this coat on. And I went to the mirror, and there was the images of that Egyptian goddess that I just got rid of out of my house. And I yanked that thing off, and I said, oh, no, you're not coming back into my house.
That's right.
I tried to get back in, and then I thought I had went through three rooms, and now that I got a room with stuff,
mm-hmm.
I had so much. And I went back in there, and one of those scriptures out of that book, that
yes.
The Demon Powers, it said, and I rebuked you hidden gods. And I thought,
mm-hmm.
oh. And I went back in there and I said, Holy Spirit, show me the hidden gods. And I found some more stuff that were hidden mm-hmm. behind this. And even one of the stuff was up there and it wouldn't come down. And I said, in the name of Jesus, you've got to be. And that thing just went like that.
Yeah, yeah.
And it came down.
Yeah.
So I'm learning a lot.
Yeah.
Everything. Two people have given me stuff at Christmas time. And I couldn't tell them.
Right.
I said, thank you very much. And I went in the trash can.
Right.
And stuff to try to get back in my house.
That's right. That's right.
One time I got a tape on, is there leprosy in your house? It was from the Pensacola Revival.
Mm-hmm.
Got it there. So, and I had already gone through my house.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't think I had anything, but after I listened to the tape, I'm like, Lord, is there anything in my house that I need to get rid of?
Mm-hmm.
And things I totally forgot about.
Right.
You showed me out of four-leaf clover.
Yes.
You know, I had all these different things, right? So I grabbed everything and I put it in the bag. And I'm standing there, and I just felt like there was something else in there. I said, Lord, is there anything else in this house that I need to get rid of?
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I said that, my eyes went, bing!
Mm-hmm.
And I had, a long time ago at a secondhand store, I bought a wine opener that
mm-hmm.
you twist the head and the arms go up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it was Bacchus.
What is that?
Bacchus is a wine guy.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it's, he had this funny little grin on, uh-huh. you know, curly hair. And so I, you know, it looked expensive and it was
right.
over, so I just kept it and everything, but as soon as I saw that, man, I grabbed that thing and threw it in the trash can and got it out.
Well, you know, in the Word it says that you're to bring nothing accursed into your house, lest you become accursed like it.
Right, but the thing
and we
is,
do have to be careful.
Like me is that I had totally forgot that I had a four-leaf clover in my closet
mm-hmm.
that my girlfriend had given to me. And, you know, a couple other items that, I mean, the Holy Spirit knew exactly where it was.
Yeah.
Like, look in the closet on the top shelf.
Yeah.
So he knew exactly where to show me to take it out.
That's right. Okay, well, that's a good one because,
Diane brought up something just a minute ago. It's almost like that sometimes that people will put a spell or a curse or a hex on you where you can't get into God's Word. They just pick it up and you just can't read it. There's just something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think those are hindrances also. I don't know what you would call that, a mental block or what you would call it, even though, you know, it's...
Well, I think hexes, vexes,
curses,
enchantments.
May I share something?
Uh-huh. Please.
In the late 80s, Irma developed a horrific respiratory
ailment.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, everybody prayed, and it went on and on. And she was really, really, really sick.
Mm-hmm.
And out of nowhere, someone called her and told her that there was a lady in town that had put a voodoo curse on her.
Oh, voodoo. I'm like, mm-hmm.
And so we all joined together and we broke the curse, the voodoo curses over her. And in the spirit realm, we pulled the pins out. And she got well,
mm-hmm.
practically immediately. And
that's amazing.
You know, everything that you're talking about is a lot of times people think it's mystical. It's something that you see on television. It's something that you read about in books.
Mm-hmm.
But it's real.
It's real.
People really are affected by it.
Absolutely.
My husband's sister was here a few weeks ago, and we went up to Busamillion. And on the right as you walked in the door, there was a display of voodoo dolls.
Mm-hmm.
It was against Hillary Clinton, and the box said, "Stick her before she sticks you."
Oh my. Well, Lord, I'm not voting for her, but I break those voodoo curses off of her in the name of Jesus.
In the name
of Jesus. We don't, Lord, we don't want witchcraft or any harm to come to anybody.
A few years back, you remember Shirley Smith that was here that shared that?
Yes, yes.
She had taken some people up to the mountain town,
mm-hmm.
Palm Springs, and they had voodoo dolls up there. And she went to the management, mm-hmm. and she just, you know, really laid into them, and they pulled them off their displays. But they were selling voodoo dolls.
But they probably didn't realize it.
Yeah.
They didn't realize it. And that is some, and I was going to say, something came to me a while ago when y'all were talking, but a lot of these things that are sold in Christian bookstores are made in places where they can be making, my mother gave me a prayer cup. It's just a coffee mug with a pair of praying hands. But I saw that, and it was from China. And I'm fixing to get rid of that thing because, I mean, they could be making it and putting curses on it, bringing it over here to the bookstores. We don't know anything about it. We don't know what, when we bring things in, that they're not made in a place that witchcraft is being done on it before it ever gets to our house.
So we can clean it.
You can't clean a demonic object, but things that we don't know about, like our food, you know, there could be, and in the end times, like already diseases are coming out from foods, you know, like that green onion, the broccoli one, the spinach, or, yeah. So we need to really be diligent,
mm-hmm.
in praying over everything that comes into our house.
Well, I'll tell you this. The car I have now,
mm-hmm.
7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
When I first got that car, every time I would drive that thing, I'd almost get hit.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were going to a prayer meeting at that time, and I told Tom, I said, "Something is wrong with this car. There's a curse on this car."
Mm-hmm.
And so a bunch of ladies and I, after the prayer meeting, we went out there and we prayed over the car and broke all the word curses that factory members,
yes.
had spoken,
mm-hmm.
over it, and went through the whole deal because you know, all that assembling of the car and people speaking over it. You don't know who's working on those things.
That's right.
You could have Hindus, you could have, you know.
And they can be putting curses on it even while they make it. Mm-hmm.
And when we broke those curses, I never had another problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
But there was a death curse over the car.
I believe that. And now that you said something about sleep, I just remembered the time that I fell asleep in my car when we had bought our property. It was about an hour and a half away, and I was driving home, and I was just so, and every time I get in the car, it would just be, this sleep would come over me. I would just, it would just be horrible. And I fell asleep and drove all the way through town. And when I bobbed my head, and for a minute I didn't even know where I was, and the highway patrol was called in that town. Now this was about 11 miles from my house, but they called the highway patrol in my town, and they came to my house because they had my license plate number and turned me in for drunk driving. And the guy came to my house. I went outside. He was puzzled. I was puzzled. What are you doing here? It wasn't until I was telling Mike about it that I realized I had fallen asleep. I must have driven all the way through town.
Oh, my God.
But, you know, I do put the angels of God around. That's another thing, you know, that especially if you have children, because you're not with your children. If they have to go to school, you know, your children are away from you. I pray the angels of God around at my children when they were younger. I still do that now, but especially my grandbabies. You know, I put the angels of God shoulder to shoulder that no evil penetrate. Mighty angels to stand. And I even ask, Lord, if anybody approaches them for evil, let it be like the servant, Elijah's servant. Open their eyes that they can see the mighty angels and scatter in seven different directions. Because we can, the angels are there for us.
So have you ever sent these back?
Yeah, that's what I was going
to
ask.
Since I've been here, some of them eventually say yes, some of them say no. Some of them that says no, they go ahead and do it sometimes.
Well, you know, this is what I always do.
I listen very carefully when they talk about it.
Yes.
So, but I feel better when I send them back.
Well, send them back. I always would. When I don't know, even if I think I know, I always go to the Word to see, you know, what did Jesus do? He cast them out. What did he do? And it never said, I think one time it says he cast him into the abyss. But, you know, he cast him into the pigs that time. But it seems like there's one place where he says something about the abyss. I don't really get into all that. My important thing is, it's just to cast them out.
And,
mm-hmm.
And also it says, let those who love cursing, let it fall upon their own head. So that would be returning the curse.
Well,
when I was here, we had three ministers praying for us every day, and they bound witchcraft.
Mm-hmm.
I called them the big guns.
Mm-hmm.
But they were very, very powerful.
Right. I usually send them back with a blessing in Jesus' name, because the blessing breaks the curse.
Mm-hmm.
And then you send it back to them and let it fall upon their own head. Those who love cursing, let it fall upon their own head. Those who love cursing, let it happen to them instead.
Yeah, when you pray that prayer every day, you don't get any encounters of that kind of stuff when you pray that every day. Do you have to get one in
once or what? I just do it as soon as I get up in the morning. I bind that witchcraft and satanic prayers. I have had a lot less. Yeah, I mean,
it's starting to get
late. Okay, well, let's go ahead and we'll just address these. But it was that sleepy demon. When I get in the car, I bind the sleepy demon.
I was just back here thinking too. You know, we've been talking about this a lot, and sometimes, you know, when you talk about it, there's just kind of almost a fear that would come up.
Yes.
And when you pray against these things, and you're praying against them with fear in your heart, the demons know.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's kind of like a dog. You know, a dog can tell if you're afraid.
That's true.
You know, and we don't need to be afraid of.
No.
Greater is He who is in you than He who is in the world.
Yeah. Right, but we will come against the spirit of fear.
I just felt like that, just in case, you know, people are hearing this for the first
time. Right.
And they're getting freaked out.
Yes.
You know, that we just really need to bind that fear because, you know, we walk in power.
That's right. Luke 10:18, Jesus himself said, I give you power over all the power of the enemy. So, just know that when you do that, use the scripture. It is written. That's how I started when I first started. It is written because, you know, trembling and fear. You know, I surely didn't want to stir them up and have more coming at me. So I was like, it is written. I have been given power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by enemy shall hurt me. So the more you say those scriptures, the more empowered, the more you'll know it, and the less fear you'll have. Okay, last thing, and then we're going
to
go.
Okay, yeah, I just wanted to say that a lot of times I would say, okay, if you and if you have a problem with me, I'm just a servant of God. You know, if you're mad, take it up with him.
Yeah, take it up with him. Yeah. Okay, well, we'll just start with the spirit of fear. Okay, right now in the name of Jesus, and y'all can pray along in agreement, and if something comes up that you think about, go ahead and just say it out under your breath, and because, you know, the spirits are not hard of hearing, and they can hear for a lot, you know, all over the place. So right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, I come against the spirit of fear that would rise up and have us shaken in our boots against these spirits, because Lord, it is written, you said that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy. Your power is greater. Your name is far above all other names. And we just speak to you spirits now and let you know that we know our authority, that we have authority over you, and we exercise that power and authority right now in the name of Jesus. I command every fear spirit to leave in Jesus' name. We will not fear you. We will take authority over you, and we come against all spirits of distractions that have been operating in us to keep us distracted from the ways and the things of God. I break the spirit of distractions off of every one of us. All spirits of marital discord, all those lying spirits and those spirits of contention and argument and pride and all spirits, marital discord spirits, right now I break your power in every home that's represented this day here, and even Lord, the saints of God, we just cover all those that don't know it. We come against marital discord. We bind those spirits and command them to go. Lord, send your Holy Spirit ministering angels right now to stand in every home that's represented here and drive those demons out right now so that they won't even be there when they get home. I come against the spirit of busyness, just busybodiness, busyness in the mind, just things that are distracting us and keeping us busy and keeping us from spending time, Lord, reading your word and praying and learning more of who we are. I just bind those spirits that keep us from the word of God. I come against procrastination, all spirits of procrastination, to read God's word, to pray. Lord, I just release a diligence to pray, an urgency every morning to pray against these spirits that are working in our lives in Jesus' name. I bind the spirits of rebellion. I command all spirits of rebellion to go. We break your power right now. We bind you and command you to go. In our children, Lord, we just bind that spirit of rebellion. We bind the spirit of Antichrist. We bind the spirits of bondage in our children in the name of Jesus. And we break the power off of our children in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you that they belong to you and they will walk in obedience. We bind the prince of the power of the air that works in the children of disobedience. We just bind that spirit and command it to go in Jesus' name. All psychic mind control, all psychic mind control that would keep us confused, keep us distracted, keep us from being able to focus, keep us from getting the job done in Jesus' name. We bind all psychic mind control, all spirits of confusion, all deaf and dumb spirits that would keep us from being able to think clearly and get the task done. I come against the spirits of shock and trauma, of being blindsided by the enemy. Lord, I ask for the spirit that has the eyes all around. There is a spirit in Revelation and in Daniel that has eyes all around. I pray that you would give us spiritual eyes all around, that nothing catch us off guard, that we will see the enemy before he ever gets to us and come against him in the name of Jesus and command him to go in Jesus' name. All shock and trauma. And right now, Lord, we come against hexes, vexes, curses, enchantments, cantrips, ligatures, candle magic, black magic, white magic, all voodoo curses, all workings of witchcraft, all workings of darkness, the workings of the bones, the workings of the scepter, in the name of Jesus, all powers being projected from the outside, we break your power right now. We command you to be null and void, never seated, never come to pass. We come against all the hoodoo, too. Not only voodoo, but hoodoo. Lord, we come against sleepy spirits. Lord, I just break the spirit of sleepy off of every one of us that we would wake up. I say, church, wake up and get busy with the things of God. And I speak to spiritual doodads in our house. I break the power of spiritual doodads. And Lord, show us in our homes those things that need to go out. We break the spirits and the powers off of them right now. But Lord, show them to us so that we can get them out of our homes. Lord, we just dedicate ourselves. We dedicate our homes. We dedicate our children. Lord, we just give it all to you. Lord, we just ask that you would bind from us the spirits of darkness. All spirits of darkness, I command you to go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I speak peace. I speak peace over every one of us. Lord, that these are not things to be feared, but known. Not feared, but known. And also with the knowledge, the understanding of what to do when they come. In Jesus' name. Lord, stir us up. Empower us. Reveal to us, Lord, our authority and our power. And help us to do what we need to do in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
The Lord revealed something to me. A spirit of passivity that's coming through the television and into the subconscious mind. A lot of things are coming through the TV.
Yes.
To the subconscious mind, subliminal messages.
Yeah, that's true too.
So there's a lot of things.
All those spirits coming into our home through television and music and newspapers and books and entertainment, movies, games, video games, all those things.
Especially the television.
So, Lord, we just break all those spirits that are coming at us all the time through television. We break the power of infirmity and fear, pharmakia, all of those things that are coming at us all the time from the television set. Passivity, mind control, power of suggestion, everything coming at us through the television, Lord. And help us to be diligent to do this at our homes. Not only here, but at our homes. In Jesus. Lord, we thank you for knowledge. We thank you because your word says that your people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Lord, we don't want to be destroyed and we don't want to be without knowledge. So we thank you for your word, Lord. We thank you for your word and we praise you. Lord, we praise you for this knowledge today. And Lord, teach us more. Teach us what we need to know to exercise more power in your kingdom. In Jesus' name. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.